Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, July 6th, and now we're into summer and some big racing closing weekend at Belmont. Lots of great racing, other tracks as well. Tried to cull out the best races on the day, and as always, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, free, just like the podcast, at amwager.com, kind enough to sponsor this podcast and the blog. To get the written version, the Key Race and Bets blog, go to amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. And while you're there, check out all the great features AmWager has. Legal in most states, covers a lot of tracks and lots of good value, perks for the bettors, and tools to help you make money. We're going to start the Saturday, July 6th Key Races and Bets podcast at Belmont with the seventh race, the Belmont Oaks Invitational, post 4:30 Eastern. And in this race, Olenden appears to have the goods here, even over very good Distaff Turf Stakes winners like Newspaper of Record, Concrete Rose, and Cambier Park, the latter two having posted wins over Newspaper of Record in May and June. Olenden ships in from Europe off a bang-up second of 11 in the Group 1 Prix Saint-Hilaire on May 26th at this 10-furlong trip, same as the Belmont Oaks. Only one other filly in the race, Jody, who ships in from Japan, has run the distance, and Olenden did it against some of the best fillies in Europe, if not the world. With world-renowned trainer Pascal Barry still listed as her trainer, John Velasquez set to ride, and the ground sang rail, and by far the best last race Equibase speed figure of 116 in the field, Olenden should be tough to beat and easy to bet as she opens at 9-2. Cambier Park stretched out to 9 furlongs on turf last month, but winning the Wonder again over this course, she did so in a way that suggests the additional furlong won't be a problem. She ran poorly with no excuse before that in the Edgewood at Churchill on Derby weekend. That one won by Concrete Rose with Newspaper of Record second. But Cambier Park won a stakes at Gulfstream before that, and the way she rebounded in the Wonder again suggests those two A races are what she's capable of here. She's one of three from Chad Brown's barn, but opens at 4-1 with Jose Ortiz aboard, who's been in the saddle for all three career wins to date. The 100 figures earned in the two wins don't really hold a candle to Olenden's last race 116 figure, but it's still on par with all the others, particularly the Americans, Newspaper of Record 100, Concrete Rose 93, and the Edgewood. So Cambier Park repeating that last race would be good enough to get second and win, if I'm wrong about Olenden. For exactness, we'll use the Aiden O'Brien pair of Just Wonderful and Coral Beach, the former a fast closing fourth in her only previous start last fall in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Fillies, and the latter, Coral Beach, having closed from last of 27 to get fourth a couple weeks ago in the Sandringham Handicap at Royal Ascot. We'll also throw in Jody, the Japanese Invader, who finished third of 18, beaten a half length at this 10-furlong trip one race before last in Japan in a group stakes. In the Belmont Oaks Invitational, Race 7, Belmont, Saturday, July 6th, post 4:30 Eastern. Olenden, win bet, 2-1 or more. Cambier Park, win odds. Minimum win odds, 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool with which you can enter the amount you want to spend or the amount you want to win, and the calculation of allocating the money based on the odds is done for you. AmWager has a free Dutching tool among many other great benefits for the handicapper. For the exacta, we'll play Olenden and Cambier Park over Olenden, Cambier Park, Just Wonderful, Coral Beach, and Jody. And then for about half the amount on that one, we'll turn it around again and we'll play Olenden, Cambier Park, Just Wonderful, Coral Beach, and Jody over Olenden and Cambier Park. Going to shift gears a little bit and go away from Belmont to a really nice 2-year-old stake at Woodbine, the My Dear, race 8 at Woodbine, post 4:45 on Saturday, July 6th. And I think, even though Woodbine, of course, gets bet from all over the country, I think a good percentage of bettors at Woodbine may not know who Brad Cox is and what an amazing past couple of years he's had. And still, considering Byerly Scene opens at 6-1, I can only hope the bettors at Woodbine and around the country don't pay attention to one of the top up-and-coming trainers in North America. Byerly Scene won her only start by 12 lengths geared down at Indiana Grand, maybe another reason why she'll be disregarded, last month. Not only was the effort visually impressive, there was no doubt she wasn't fully extended and that has much more to show us here. She earned the win wire to wire, but I think she doesn't need the lead because she doesn't wear blinkers, so can sit off likely early leader fast scene and take over as needed. Before leaving her home base, the filly put in a sharp half-mile workout, third of 60 on the day. Many of the other 59 older horses are much more well-established. And Cox goes to local jock Campbell, which is good as well. Trainer starters win back-to-back 30% of the time. Evidence Cox knows how to keep his horses in top form. Fast Scene may be the one to beat on paper with a sharp wire-to-wire scorner debut over the track last month. She ran fast from start to finish, shipped back to Trainer Ham's base at Presque Isle in Pennsylvania before coming back up. Hernandez rode first time out, rides back. The trainer, Tim Ham, won this race in 2016 with Velvet Mood, so he knows what he's doing. The only knock from a win bet perspective is she opens at 2-1. Just Leave It Alone may be left alone by bettors as she's a first-time starter in the stakes. She opens at 12-1 but appears to have a bit of talent. She worked a strong 46.4 half mile on June 26th, best of 32 at the distance on the day. Lest there be a doubt, trainer Gonzalez is overreaching. He won this race in 2015 with a first-time starter at odds of 18-1. Do not leave out, Just Leave It Alone. Bets in the My Dear Stakes Race 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, July 6th, post 4:45. By early seen, 2-1 or better. Minimum odds for a win bet on Fast Scene are 2-1, but she's likely to go to post at lower odds. For a smaller amount than By early seen, a few bucks at least on Just Leave It Alone at 5-1 or more to win, adding a place bet at 7-1 or more. Again, use a dutching tool if you have access to one. If not, sign up for Amwager. They got a great one, and it's free. Exactas. Two Exacta boxes here. Box By early seen and Fast Scene. And then Box By early seen, Fast Scene, and Just Leave It Alone. Little trifecta here. It's only 20 cents at Woodbine. By early seen and Fast Scene on top. By early seen and Fast Scene in second, and all in third. Moving back to Belmont for race 9, the Belmont Derby Invitational, post 5:44. And Cape of Good Hope could give world-class trainer Aidan O'Brien his second win in the race. He shipped Dovi to win this race in 2016 and saddled the runner-up Adelaide in 2014. He also saddled Athena to win the Belmont Oaks in 2018. So he knows what he's doing, of course. Cape of Good Hope is one of only two horses in the field to have won at a mile and a quarter. The win coming in the Blue Riband Stakes Trial in April. Sent to post at 16-1 off that in the Prix de Jockey Club in June. He had the benefit of stablemate Blenheim Palace to set the early pace and rallied from nearly last, but only managed 4th of 15. However, that earned a 1:16 Echo Bay speed figure at the top by any horse in this field. He's dropping in class a bit from that Group 1 to this race because there's a big difference in Europe in American Grade 1 Group 1. He dropped in class for the Hampton Court at Royal Ascot last month and didn't like the soft turf, but now he fits really well. Not only is he proven the distance in the hands of a trainer who has won the race previously, but Cape of Good Hope is a full brother to some horses everybody would probably know. First of all, Champion Highland Reel, who won over $10 million, including the Breeders' Cup Turf, and he's also a full brother to Idaho, who won over $1.6 million. I really like him a lot. Cape of Good Hope is a decent price and my top choice to win the Belmont Derby Invitational. Rock Emperor is one of four trained by Chad Brown, but a Euro import. He showed he fit at the top level and second beaten a neck in the Prix La Force in April with a 108 figure. He won an allowance race at the mile and a quarter distance of the Belmont Derby on all weather prior to that. He was sixth and behind Cape of Good Hope in the Prix de Jockey Club, but he improved to a career best 111 figure, and Chad Brown does really well. Of his $12.8 million earned this year, $9.8 has been earned on his turf starters, particularly horses coming to the U.S. Brown's won 25% of the time going back 5 years with foreign shippers in their first U.S. starts with 53% in the money. So since Rock Emperor has shown he fits in this company, it can handle 10 furlongs, he could be really competitive. Seismic Wave and DeMarchier finished second and first respectively in last month's Pennine Ridge at a shorter distance and could run well in the Belmont Derby with similar efforts. Seismic Wave has done little wrong at six races, winning two, finishing second or third in three of the other four. In the American Turf Stakes on Derby Day, he was 8 wide turning for home, flew from 10th to 4th, was too late to catch winner Digital Age, who also runs here, had earned a 100 Echo Bay speed figure, although he regressed to a 94 in the Pennine Ridge. The fact that that race came over the inner turf course here at Belmont might help him to run even better. DeMarchier is a perfect 3-for-3 in his career. Castellano up for all three. Very good race in the Pennine Ridge. I can't completely ignore O'Brien's other horse, Blenheim Palace, here. although I suspect the reason he's entered is to ensure a good pace for his stablemate Cape of Good Hope, as that was the case in the Prix de Jockey Club. However, Blenheim Palace is the only other horse besides his stablemate to have won at 10 furlongs, hearing that win in April in a field of 16. Although he faded to 14th after setting the pace in the Jockey Club, he showed he can run well on his own when second thereafter in the Intern Stakes just a week ago. Blinkers are average Belmont Derby, strongly suggesting the tactics will be to go to the front and hold it for as long as he can. Noting that that was the exact same tactic O'Brien used with his entry, uncoupled entry in the Man O' War with Hunting Horn, who almost held on to win, lost by less than a length at big odds. I have to think Blenheim Palace could get brave on the lead and be in the hunt to the wire here. In the Belmont Derby Invitational post time 5:44 race 9 at Belmont on Saturday, July 6th, Cape of Good Hope's win bet at 3-1 or more, at a place bet at 5-1 or more. Rock Emperor to win at 7-2 or more, at a place bet at 6-1 or more. For smaller amounts, if you're interested, the minimum odds or fair odds on Seismic Wave and Demarchier are 9-2 or more. Then for at least a couple bucks, just so we're not kicking ourselves, a couple bucks to win place and show on Blenheim Palace at 8-1 or more. For doubles, we play doubles to the next race, race 9-10 at Belmont. Race 10 is the Suburban. In race 9, Cape of Good Hope, Rock Emperor, Seismic Wave, Demarchier, and Blenheim Palace. And in race 10, Catholic Boy, Preservationist, Marconi, and Cordmaker. Then we're going to add a few more horses in race 9 with one horse in race 10. We're going to use Moon Colony, Standard Deviation, English B, Digital Age, and He's No Lemon in race 9, and Preservationist in race 10. Moving on to race 10 on Saturday, July 6th, the Suburban Stakes, post time 6:18. Preservationist never started as a two-year-old, only ran once as a three-year-old, finishing second. Went on the sidelines for almost a year, came back in December 17. He won his first two starts as a five-year-old, went on the shelf again for 11 months. After a sprint prep in which he finished third to start his five-year-old year, he won. Then, lo and behold, went on the sidelines again, this time 15 months. His connections must think he's talented. They haven't taken him off the track. They just let him get better every time. He put in a huge comeback win in May over the track at the third allowance level, and now they're putting him in the grade 2 Suburban. I agree with this move. The 111 Equibase speed figure earned in that win over the track last month suggests the Preservationist can post the upset here. Mild upset. Not only was that the best figure in the field earned by any horse last out, including stakes horses and stakes races, the only two horses who have come back to run out of that race both won. This is a key race. Trainer Jimmy Jerkins, who also saddles Rocketry, knows what he's doing and makes Preservationist tough to beat. Catholic Boy has no knocks, except he's likely to go to post as a heavy favorite. Proven in top company on turf and dirt, he began his four-year-old campaign off a six-month layoff in May with a win on the grass. He won the Travers last year at this 10-furlong distance on dirt off a turf win, so moving back and forth on different surfaces, no problem, and his A race could be good enough to win. Cordmaker may not be this good in terms of class, but he doesn't know it. He's won 6 of 13, and he rallied from 10th to 3rd in the similar Pimlico special, mile 3/16, one race before last. That makes me think he fits with these. Carrasco rides him well. The 110 and 107 figures from his last two wins also suggest it would be a mistake to keep him out of the exact tickets, particularly as he opens at 12-1. I'll round out the main contenders with Marconi, who's found a new lease on life in classic and marathon races, winning three straight from a mile and 3/16 to a mile and a half, most recently on Belmont Day in the Grade 2 Brooklyn Invitational. Lascano rode him marvelously in that race as he wired the field at 12 furlongs, but Marconi's proven he doesn't need the lead to win. With 108, 108, and 110 figures in his three wins, he must be considered. For a few exactas, I'll use Rocketry, who is second to Marconi in the Brooklyn, Realm, third to Marconi, Lone Sailor, who can rally, and Wooderson, a half-brother to Rachel Alexander, who may improve, in second. In the Suburban Stakes, race 10 at Belmont on Saturday, July 6th, with a post of 6:18 Eastern. Preservationist to win 9-5 or better. For a smaller amount, Cordmaker and Marconi have fair odds of 9-2. And don't forget, if you make multiple win bets, use a Dutching tool. Free at AmWager, great. And you can also get the printed version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog, by clicking on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog at amwager.com, AMWAGER.com. For the exacta, we'll box Catholic Boy, Preservationist, Marconi, and Cordmaker. And then we'll play another exacta. Catholic Boy, Preservationist, Marconi, and Cordmaker in first. Over. Catholic Boy, Preservationist, Marconi, Cordmaker, Rocketry, Lone Sailor, Realm, and Wooderson in second. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget to check out the blog. Check out AmWager. Go make some money this week. I'll talk to you next weekend.